House Family and Lifted at Island FM. Good morning to you. Welcome along to the day. This is Tuesday, the 28th of October. I hope you're doing all right this morning. Do you know something that's really been getting on my nerves recently and it's really irritating me? I can't get rid of it.
Me?
No, not at all. It's a stone that's in my tyre. You know, you drive along, you go on one of these gravel driveways, and I go up, one of the places I go regularly has a gravel driveway. And every time I drive out of there, I get a stone stuck in my tyre.
How do you feel it? Because I'm imagining the Princess and the Pea, that you've got, like, some amazing power, you can feel the stone.
No, you can hear it. You can't feel it. You can hear it. And every time you're driving along, you go... You get that ticking.
Okay.
And then you go and try and find the stone, but you can't find the stone that's in your tyre.
Are you sure it's not in your head?
No, it's in the tyre. And I feel like everybody else can hear the stone as well when I'm driving past them. And it's like, what? And then I look for it, and I'm sure the stone somehow, every time I stop, makes its way to the bottom, so I can't see it.
Oh.
It's really annoying me.
You need someone to roll it backwards and forwards.
Yeah, but I keep forgetting. Every time I think, right, I need to sort the stone out, I always forget about it. Do you know something else that annoys people as well? People that sigh.
Yeah.
Like, apparently, businesses have serial sighers. It's actually a true thing. Serial sighers, where people just come in, they sit down at their desk and go... There's one guy that was such a serial sigher, the British University professor, that was sighing in an interview of somebody. So he was interviewing somebody for a job, and this person answering the questions, blah, blah, blah. He got... Well, he didn't get sacked. He got suspended for 9 months for sighing.
I mean, I get that. You know, if you don't... You must really not enjoy what you're doing if you have to sigh every time you come in. Like, oh, here I am again.
Aren't there people, though, somewhere I used to work, and maybe, I don't know, places I have worked before, you get people that walk in the building, and they walk in and they go, oh, and nobody says anything. And then they do it again, but a little bit louder. Oh, and then they do it again. Oh, but a little bit louder. And it's just so that somebody goes,
What's wrong?
You're like, go away!
Nothing's wrong with me, I'm fine.
Well, why are you making that stupid noise?
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Get an inhaler!
What's the word?
Right, what's the word this morning? A word that is missing. A word, what could it possibly be? Do you think you know what it is? According to a new survey, the Brits, believe in what? Hold on a second, I'm not reading this right. According to a survey, more Brits believe in what than they do in God. There you go.
Right, okay.
Sorry, I was trying to read it differently, but it wasn't
Karma.
Right. Debbie McGee. Paul Daniels.
Obama.
Karma. Karma is a thing.
Yeah, it is.
According to a new survey, more Brits believe in what than they do in God. 07781 148 888. That is my text number right here in the studio. So you can text me. I get the text message. Amber sees it as well. And then we go, oh, look what they've texted.
We don't laugh, though.
Some of them we do.
Fate.
According to a new survey, more Brits believe in what than they do in God. 07781 148 888. Get in touch with me. Let me know what you think. We'll find out if you're right or wrong in a couple of songs' time. Every day when I go to work, I walk through the door and say morning to everyone there. Normally, there's only a couple of people there at a time. However, one lady will never say morning back. Always makes me laugh. Only takes a couple of seconds to be polite. Very true. I won't say who your name is because then, well, you never know. You might get into work and that person will go, "Ah, morning! How are you?
I love you.
Lovely to see you." To be fair...
You look really healthy.
Richard, every day, comes in and he always goes around the building, doesn't he? And
everyone.
Everybody says good morning. I've stopped him from shaking my hand every single morning now. And also, he was at a point where he used to walk in and say bonjour to everybody, and I wouldn't answer him because I'm not French.
Yeah.
But he'd always say bonjour to me. And then eventually he'd say, morning, James. But then he's now got to the stage
he's
where he
so
goes,
defiant.
All right, James. How are you doing, James? You all right? You're on fire. Right. We're asking you what's the word this morning. We'll give you the answer after this from the Undertones. According to a new survey, more Brits believe in what than they do in God. You got it, yeah? Go on. Where are you? Understand, Teenage Kicks.
What's the word?
What's the word?
What's the word?
Right. We asked you this morning, according to a new survey, more Brits believe in what than they do in God. First answer that came in was superstition. I don't... Can you, is that something you can believe in and not believe? I suppose it is.
Or you're superstitious about certain things, so do they mean that lots of people believe that if a black cat walks in front of you, it's bad luck?
I just thought it was a case that you're paranoid or you're not paranoid.
I don't know, I think there's a little difference to paranoia.
Kind of, it's not really.
Yeah, I
know. Oh no, I've opened the bag of crisps the wrong way up. Oh no, I've stepped on a little crack in the road.
You should never do that.
Do you know, I actually once walked under a ladder. I've never done it again. Wow. Due to the fact that 10 minutes after I'd walked under the ladder, I dropped a 40-kilo roll of polythene on my toe and burst it.
Nice.
Oh, good. Anyway, according to a new survey, more Brits believe in what than they do in God. Hello to Debs, who says, is it fairies? Do you believe in fairies?
No.
Oh. Kenny says, the right answer. Hello to Luke, who got it right this morning as well. Conundrum as Never Neverland. Okay, you got it right. Ghost says, Debs, that's not the right answer, although it's one of the ones that you're saying. Mad Merian says the right answer this morning. Paul says ghost as well. Baza says, is it Roberto Martinez? Everybody should believe in Roberto Martinez.
Okay.
Do you know who he is?
He's the Everton manager.
Franny Bakes says the right answer. Is it the afterlife, says Debs, and that's it. That's where we stand so far on the answers, unless somebody else has been in touch with us and I've just not got it. According to a new survey, more Brits believe in...
fates.
Aliens no. than they do in God.
I used to have an alien friend.
Did you?
Like when I was younger.
I'm an alien.
You know when you have an invisible friend?
No, I didn't have one.
He landed on my pillow. I'm not sure I really want to go into this, actually.
Carry on, you've started now.
He was called Greeny.
Right.
And he was like a little green alien. And he used to go everywhere with me. And he crash landed on my pillow one night. And then he had to stay with me until he could fix his aircraft. Which I think took like a year or so, actually. But yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Is there anybody, like, that can sort out Amber's brain? Because it's somewhere else.
I need help. Help me.
I've got in my head that you used to be in bed and you used to have a little alien, like off Toy Story. You know, the little... the claw.
It's invisible. It'd just be in my...
Oh, it's
just
in your hand.
He used to come to dinner
hand.
With us. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Sit there. Hello.
Right, we'll carry on quickly. We've got to POW on the way. First of all, though, at 7:32, it's time for the latest headline news with Amber Stark.
Remember and celebrate with Island Pride. That's the theme of next year's Liberation Celebrations. Plans are already coming together to mark 70 years since we were freed from occupation, including a proms night, an outdoor cinema, a cavalcade and an open-air church service. Guernsey's freedom from national debt should not be abandoned lightly. A finance expert has issued the warning ahead of this week's state's debate when the 2015 budget, which proposes the use of bonds to refinance loans, is due to be presented. Anyone with a co-op share number will be able to attend a meeting next month to discuss the retailer's plans to close its local food warehouses. Members have asked for a special meeting to be held to give them a chance to voice their concerns about the move that will result in around 80 job losses. And Raymond Everson, OBE, has received international recognition for his contribution to horticulture. The founder and chairman of Guernsey Clematis has been awarded for his work within the industry by the Perennial Plant Association.
Sport with Islands Insurance.
Liverpool need to come through an all top flight tie if they're to reach the quarterfinals of the League Cup tonight. They're at home to inform Swansea in the fourth round.